to Ben, who had to wait for this one. Lily. Blanche is dead. Sometimes death is a mercy, and I believe this is true for her, because she was once so vibrant and spirited, and that's how I'll remember her. I have so many memories of Blanche. Blanche singing a sailor's sea chanty with a glass of champagne balanced on the back of her hand. Blanche showing a streetwalker how to dance the Charleston. Blanche being gently compassionate to someone who didn't deserve it. Blanche stubbornly turning her back and stomping her foot like a child. Blanche blazing with courage, defying foolishly those she should not. But the memory of Blanche that remains the most vivid is the memory of seeing her for the first time in the setting that suited her best, at the Ritz, her beloved Ritz. Blanche wasn't there the day the Nazis first arrived in 1940. She was still making her way back home from the south of France. But she told me how it happened that day. How at first, the Ritz employees and guests only heard them. The tanks and jeeps roaring into the vast square, positioning themselves around the tall obelisk as Napoleon himself stared down in horror from his lofty perch. Then the metal heels of boots ringing out on the cobblestones and pavement, faint at first, but increasing in volume as the Germans came close, closer, closest. They wrung their hands, they looked at one another, and some of them bolted for the service entrance downstairs. But they didn't get far. Madame Ritz herself, small, gallant, dressed in her best black dress, still in the old Edwardian style, waited inside the entrance to her home that was the grandest hotel in all of Paris. Her bejeweled hands trembled as she clasped them in front of her. More than once she glanced up at the enormous portrait of her late husband, as if his painted likeness could tell her what to do. Some of these employees had been with her, with him, in the beginning, in 1898. They remembered the first time these same doors flew open, the glittering gay guests venturing into the richly appointed hall. No lobby for Monsieur Ritz's new hotel. He did not wish for mere citizens to darken its gilded portals, eyes shining with awe. Princes and duchesses and the wealthiest of the wealthy. Marcel Proust, Sarah Bernhardt. Then, as musicians played, as chandeliers gleamed, as the kitchen sent up trays and trays of Auguste Escoffier's finest creations, meringues of vanilla cream, decorated with sugared petals of lavender and violet. Tourne d'os Rossini, rich pâtés, even peach Melba in honor of Dame Nellie Melba, who had agreed to serenade the guests later. They gave one last touch to their new uniforms and smiled, eager to do their jobs, to fetch, lift, provide, polish, dust, mop, chop, fold, soothe, fix. To pamper, to cosset. They were thrilled to be part of this. The opening of a grand new hotel, the only one in the world with bathrooms en suite. Telephones in every room, completely wired with the new electricity instead of gaslight. The Hotel Ritz on the Place Vendôme. This day, they did not smile. Some wept openly as the Germans stormed through the front doors, their dusty black boots sullying the carpets